am I on the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
He put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transformed to DX Don Mega. And off-scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out. Don, you gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome to another brand new edition of Am I On The Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host. I'm so thankful that you are here joining me to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, reviews, non-spoiler. You come right here every single week to get caught up with all of it on Am I On The Air. We're broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here on Monday, April the 18th. So, I hope you're having a great April. And it's season 24. It's episode 5. And tonight's show is titled Massive Talent. I have a couple movie reviews for you. I got a couple TV shows to talk about. And then, of course, we'll get into the news of the week. You know the format. You know what we're doing. We're going to get you caught up with everything that happened in the last 7 days. Before we get started, I want to give a quick shout out to the Pop Culture Pros. That's right. This is a really cool website that deals with a lot of pop culture stuff, right? From sports to movies, TV shows, different niche kind of things. And Am I On The Air is now an affiliate with them, and I'm very happy to be involved. I'm glad to have worked out a little deal here where basically Am I On The Air will stream on the Pop Culture Pros network as well. So kind of like how we have Red Dragons Radio, we'll now be involved with the Pop Culture Pros as well. And they're awesome. There's a lot of great podcasts on there, the audio podcast, video podcast, and a lot of cool news content that they drop up on the website as well too. So big shout out to the Pop Culture Pros. And you can follow them on Twitter directly at popculture_pros. All right, so make sure you give them a follow and let them know that Am I On The Air sent you on over. So hell yeah, so very happy to be a part of that. All right, guys, let's get into our non-spoiler movie reviews, and I'm really happy to talk about this first one because I'm getting to do it early. Yes, I went to another early pre-screening, and this time it was for the new Nicolas Cage movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. This movie hits theaters on Friday, April the 22nd. So yes, I saw it almost a week and a half early, put up my video review up on TikTok and Instagram. So if you follow me over there, you already know how I feel. So make sure that you are following along on the social medias. But if you haven't, and this is the first time you're hearing about it, yes, I got to go to an early pre-screening last week and check this movie out. It's something I've been really looking forward to. I've always been a big Nicolas Cage fan. Always. Even with him going into the video territory, you know, he's not big of a movie theater guy anymore these days. But you know what? This movie is hitting theaters, and I hope people go out and support it. But when I heard the concept, you know, when we reported the news of this movie like a year ago, Nicolas Cage gonna play Nicolas Cage in this new movie, it was like, what? That sounds interesting. And yes, it is, man, because yes, Nicolas Cage plays himself in this movie. But of course, he plays a hyper-extended, you want to say elaborate version of himself, but this could just be Nicolas Cage playing Nicolas Cage, 100%. But of course, his life in this movie is kind of fictionalized all outside of his movies, right? So he's got a wife and he's got a daughter, and obviously that's not his real life right there. But in the movie, he's kind of at this crossroads in his life, right? Do I retire? You know, I'm trying to find the right role. I don't know what I want to do next. And his agent, played by Neil Patrick Harris, says, you know, hey, this guy that's really, really rich wants to pay you $1 million to basically go to his birthday party. You know, what do you think? And at first he's kind of hesitant, but then he's like, you know what, it's $1 million. I can't really pass that up just to go to a birthday party, so I'll do it. And it ends up being Pedro Pascal's birthday party. He plays a character named Javi. And they end up hitting it off, and it becomes this kind of like bromance kind of movie. But there's also like the CIA is listening in because this girl was abducted and they think Javi did it. And, you know, that's where we're here to find out now, right? Like, did Nicolas Cage get pulled into this, like, you know, unexpected twist? The CIA agents are Tiffany Haddish and Ike Barinholtz. And it just goes from there. I don't want to talk any more about it. All I want to say is this movie's fantastic. It's so good, and I'm so happy for Nicolas Cage that he has a project like this, and I really think that you're going to love it if you go check it out. It's hilarious. It's got some pretty good action. The story's just fun, but overall, it is the comedic chops of this movie, and Nicolas Cage gets to just really cage out, and his on-screen chemistry with Pedro Pascal is incredible. I never knew that this was the pairing that I want, and this is the pairing that I need. I want to see more projects with Pedro Pascal and Nicolas Cage in the future, especially in the comedy realm, because these two played off each other magically, and I loved it. So guys, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, I would give 4 out of 5 stars. Loved it. Can't wait to see it again. My wife went with me to this one, and she's super picky when it comes to comedies, and she said this is one of the best comedies she's seen in years. She loved it. So that's just to kind of give you another side of it. This movie's got a rare 100% on Rotten Tomatoes so far. We'll see how it pans out after it releases on Friday, but man, I cannot hype it up enough. So check out The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, hitting theaters on Friday. 4 out of 5 stars. Okay, and my second movie, I'm not going to spend too much time on, it came out about a month ago, and that is the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre. This is on Netflix, and they're trying to do the Halloween thing with this movie, where basically it's like, this is a sequel to the original movie, and we're going to disregard all the other sequels, and this is a true follow-up, and we'll just call it the same thing, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, exactly like Halloween, right? And here's what I'll say about it. Is the movie great? No. Do they have characters that you like? No. But do you get gory, awesome kills with a chainsaw and other things? Yes. And honestly, when I go into a Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, I just want to see massacre. And I could care less about the rest of the story. Just give me some really cool kills. Give me a short runtime, and you got magic. And that's what this movie gave me. This movie's 83 minutes long. It's very short. You get right into it. Let's start killing. We got some cool kills. And overall, I thought it was a decent time, especially being on Netflix. So I was able to chill and watch this in the comfort of my own home. And I enjoyed it. You know, I see this movie's very divisive online. Some people really like it, and a lot of people really hate it. So, like I said, for me, give me the kills, give me the thrills, and give it to me for free on Netflix, and I can't really sit and complain. So, I would recommend the Texas Chainsaw Massacre to check out. Like I said, 83 minutes, rated R, it's gory, it's got some cool kills, and it is what it is. So, I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars. So, check that out, now streaming over on Netflix. Okay, let's go on over to the TV side. I finally was able to check out a show that I've been waiting for, and it finally finished airing all its episodes, so now I could jump in and start binging, and that's the new show Severance. Severance is on Apple TV Plus, and I've been looking really forward to it because it looks so weird. It's a fantasy, science fiction, thriller, mystery kind of show, and you don't really even get what's going on. There's this building that you go to work, and if you have this severed surgery, What it does is they do something in your brain that disconnects your normal life to your work life. So as soon as you hit this elevator and you go up to your office, it's like your brain switches on to work mode and you don't remember anything about your personal life. And so you just go in, you just do your job for 8 hours, and when you're done and you get back out to the parking lot, your brain switches back and now you're in off mode, right? It's the perfect work-life balance. When you're off of work, you don't think or know anything about your work life. And then when you're at work, you don't think or know anything about your personal life. So nothing interferes. So sounds really cool, sounds really interesting. I almost feel like I'd want this surgery because I'm like, damn, I would love to disconnect 100% like that. But of course, in typical show fashion, there's more to it. Something's going on and you don't really know. It's this mystery that kind of unfolds. So I have watched the first 4 episodes and I'm really digging it. I think there's 9 or 10 total. And I think it's great. Adam Scott is the lead actor in this one, and you usually see him in such comedic roles, but he's very serious in this one. And I'm just loving the mystery, man. I'm just loving to see where it's going. What is the premise? What is the point behind all of this? And I really love it. I know we talked about this show got renewed for a season 2 a couple weeks ago. So, you know, I'm stoked, man. I heard the finale is really strong. So, yeah, I would highly recommend it. Severance, you can watch all episodes now streaming on Apple TV+. Speaking of Apple TV Plus, I also checked out the new anthology series that just dropped called Roar. Roar is based on a podcast, but it's an anthology series, so I think there's 6 or 7 episodes, and each episode is a different story to tell. I've watched the first 2 episodes. Episode 1 had Issa Rae in it. Episode 2 had Nicole Kidman in it. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know how I feel about it. What's cool about anthology series is that, you know, hey, if one episode sucks, you just move on to the next one, you get another new story, right? But all these stories seem very weird. I was kind of reading the descriptions across the episodes, and I was just like, I don't know about all of this. But the episodes are only a half hour, so it kind of makes me want to chuck through and see what do we get, you know, what's in there and what's up. So the first episode with Issa Rae, I actually really dug. I thought it was very interesting. The second episode with Nicole Kidman, it was stupid as shit. So we'll see, man. I'll keep trucking along and we'll see how the other episodes pan out. But Roar, all episodes of Roar, they dropped all of them over the weekend. So you can check out the whole series on Apple TV Plus now as well. Okay, those are my 2 new reviews. I do want to touch on really quick. A couple weeks ago, I reviewed the new Craig Robinson show, Killing It, on Peacock. I got to see that early screening of it. Well, the whole season has now officially dropped on Peacock. So if you want to check it out, you can actually jump in and binge the entire season right now. So I've watched 2 more episodes. I still really like it, still highly recommend it. But I wanted to let you all know that the whole series has dropped now officially on Peacock. So that's Craig Robinson's Killing It. And then we got a couple finales that happen. The new Power Book 4 Force has wrapped up. They just had its season finale on Sunday. It was really, really good. Of course, it got renewed for season 2 as well also. So, love seeing my dude Tommy Egan do his thing. And it was a pretty good season 1. I thought it started off really strong and kind of dipped for me in the middle. But it was a good finale. And I can't wait to see what season 2 brings, because they're bringing back the showrunner from Power to help out with it. And I think that's going to really boost and elevate season 2. So if you've been waiting to binge the whole thing, you can now check out all of Force on Stars and binge that whole season. And lastly, over on Showtime, the show Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber. This one stars Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I reviewed this one a couple months ago when it started, but this one's over now, and I loved it. I thought it was a fascinating story. I've never ridden in an Uber. I don't know anything about the Uber story, but watching this show, I was floored with how much went on behind the scenes at Uber. It was a very interesting story that I thought was told very, very well in this concept of Super Pumped. So I just want to shout that out. The series is over. You can binge the whole season now if you want to. It's on Showtime, and it was great. So check out Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber. All right, that's our reviews. So going back theater-wise, in theaters Friday, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, 4 out of 5 stars. on Netflix right now, the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 3 out of 5 stars. Check out Severance and Roar on Apple TV Plus, Killing It on Peacock, Force, which is on Stars, and Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, which is on Showtime. All right, let's get on over to our box office, guys. You ready? Coming in at number 10, it's KFG Chapter 2. Number 9 is also somehow KFG Chapter 2. Okay. Number 8 is The Batman, which is now officially, as of today, on HBO Max. So if you didn't get to see The Batman, check it out on HBO Max. If you did see The Batman, you want to watch it again, check it out on HBO Max, now streaming. Number 7 is Ambulance. Number 6 is Morbius. Number 5 is a debut. It's the new Mark Wahlberg movie, Father Stu. Number 4 is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Number 3 is The Lost City. Number 2 is Sonic the Hedgehog 2. And your new number 1 is Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. But a pretty weak debut for a Harry Potter movie. It only debuted with $43 million, which is the weakest debut of anything in this franchise. So it sounds like we're losing some steam, especially in the Fantastic Beast world. So just mediocre reviews. And yeah, I don't know, man. If you saw it, hopefully you enjoyed it. If not, meh. I don't really care. I didn't see it. That's why I didn't review it. Sorry, guys. If you were waiting for my review on that, it's never going to happen. I don't watch anything in the Harry Potter in the Harry Potter world, so my bad. All right, guys. So that's our reviews. That's our box office. Let's switch on over and get you through our news of the week. Millie Bobby Brown is going to star in Damsel as a young woman who, after agreeing to marry a handsome prince, learns the royal family recruited her as a sacrifice to a fire-breathing dragon to repay an ancient debt. Now she must outwit the beast, and survive. The best and the beast. So there you go. Millie Bobby Brown's lining up her next big project over there called Damsel. Stranger Things, baby, are you ready? It's finally coming. We are only about a month away. Stranger Things Volume 1. Stranger Things 4 Volume 1, because of course we got to make everything complicated. Stranger Things 4 Volume 1 premieres May 27th. So we're finally getting that on Netflix. And yes, they're doing it in 2 volumes. I believe Volume 1 is in May. Volume 2, I think, is in July. So, but let's go, man. I love this new trailer. I think Stranger Things 4 looks incredible. Rebel Wilson also starring in a new Netflix movie called Senior Year, which premieres on May 13th. She bumps her head in 2002, been in a coma for 20 years, wakes up, and now, you know, she's grown, but she still has the mind and the mentality of when she was in high school in 2002. So I feel like we've seen this concept before, you know, it looks pretty funny, though, and especially for a Netflix film. I'll check it out. Sad news. Comedian and Aladdin star Gilbert Gottfried passed away at the age of 67. Super, super sad. Everybody loved Gilbert Gottfried. He was just such a nice guy. And, you know, even in our internal kind of group, we always talked about Gilbert Gottfried. And, you know, definitely bless his soul, and thoughts and prayers to his family and friends. We have the season 2 trailer for Girls 5 Eva. I really liked season 1 of Girls 5 Eva. It's a Peacock original, and season 2 is on the way, and I cannot wait. It is fun, it's quirky, and I just really, really liked it and can't wait for season 2 on the way. Check out the trailer. The Princess is coming to Hulu. It's a new fantasy picture starring Joey King. The Batman is coming to 4K Blu-ray and DVD in May, for those of you that still want that physical media. Rachel Sennett, A.O. Edebiri have joined the new high school comedy film Bottoms. Netflix has launched a new 2 thumbs up rating for movies. So any new movie, TV show, anything you like that you really like, give it the 2 thumbs up. It's going to help kind of streamline your main page. Apple is developing a sequel to the Tom Hanks World War II film Greyhound. I was very shocked by this news because Greyhound's one of those movies that was supposed to be in theaters, and then COVID happened, and then they shifted it to Apple TV Plus. I didn't even think anybody watched it on Apple TV Plus, but now they want to do a sequel. So I don't know if Tom Hanks is coming back, but there you go. Ghost of Tsushima. Remember that video game? Well, remember, they are making a movie for it, directed by Chad Stahelski, and they got a new writer to adapt the adaptation. So very exciting news there. I bet you this is going to be a really cool film once that goes through. Fantastic Beasts, we were just talking about that lukewarm box office. The fantasy franchise's 5-film plan seems unlikely to happen at this point. So yeah, I don't know if that's going to continue through for 5 films after what just saw at the box office this past weekend. So kind of a wait and see approach, but I would expect the worst at this point. Liev Schreiber is set to play Anne Frank's father in an upcoming Disney Plus series called A Small Light. Password is coming back to NBC with host Kiki Palmer and celeb player Jimmy Fallon. That's right. So a lot of revivals of these old game shows always popping up in the summertime. So Password is on its way. Maya Rudolph is going to star in a new Apple TV Plus comedy called Loot. And you can check out some first look photos. I think this looks really good. Again, Apple TV Plus kills it with the TV shows, guys. So again, it's worth the $5 subscription. You should get Apple TV Plus. Lots of great stuff on there. Matrix stars Jessica Henwick and Hugo Weaving have joined Julia Garner in the new movie Royal Hotel. Let's see here. Trucking along. The Kids in the Hall revival has a new trailer that just dropped out, and this is coming to Prime Video. Kristen Stewart is set to star in A24's new thriller called Love Lies Bleeding. Seth MacFarlane's Ted series is a go over on Peacock, and they've just added some casting to it. And remember, this is a prequel to the Mark Wahlberg movies, so I'm so excited, man. Seth MacFarlane is back. He's going to voice Ted. He's going to write and direct and produce. This is coming to Peacock. I'm so excited. I love Ted. I want to see more of this damn bear, and I'm so glad we're going to finally get it. IMDb TV is officially getting rebranded as Amazon Freevee. Yes, Amazon Freevee. It's ad-supported video on-demand streaming service that was IMDb TV will be called Amazon Freevee. Freevee. So if you see that name popping up, it is the new rebranding of IMDb TV. Rian Johnson's Peacock series Poker Face has added Joseph Gordon-Levitt to the cast. Always a great addition there. The Lincoln Lawyer, we have the first trailer for that, which is Netflix's new crime series based on the book. I love the movie with Michael McConaughey. So I'm looking forward to this show. You know, it looks like just a typical kind of lawyer cop kind of procedural, but I kind of dig shows like this, and coming to Netflix with Nev Campbell as well, so I'll definitely check out The Lincoln Lawyer. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. I knew that sounded weird when I said Michael McConaughey. My brain kind of kicked me like, dude, that's not his name, and then I couldn't think of it, and then just popped in Matthew McConaughey. He did the movie The Lincoln Lawyer, and I really liked it, so there you go. We have the new trailer for Candy, which is Jessica Biel in the real-life murderer Hulu miniseries. It looks great. It looks great. She looks awesome. This sounds nuts. I can't wait to see Candy coming in May on Hulu. Doctor Strange 2 officially rated PG-13 for intense violence. So there you go there. Hopefully it's not too crazy for my daughter because I already bought her a ticket. The Northmen, we have the final trailer for the movie, also the Red Band trailer, so check that out if you are interested. We also have the trailer for Heartstopper, which is Netflix's queer coming-of-age series, so you can check that out if you are interested. Stunt legend Zoe Bell is set to direct a movie based on her Boss Bitch Fight Challenge short that she did. Magic Mike 3, Salma Hayek is replacing Thandi Newton. That's right, Thandi was initially casted and she had to drop out, so Salma Hayek steps in, and I'm great with this casting. I love Thandi Newton, but Salma Hayek, a big step up, so great addition there to come in. The Willow Disney Plus series, Rosabelle Laurenti Sellers, has been cast as a resourceful new character. So, yes, I can't wait to see what they do with this Willow series on Disney Plus. It could be really good or it could be really bad. Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, which was supposed to be out before the end of the year, looks like it might be getting pushed to 2023. So nothing official yet, but stay tuned there. It looks like that one might get pushed back. The Adam Project over on Netflix is currently the fourth most watched movie on Netflix of all time. So there you go, man. Congratulations, Ryan Reynolds. Adam Project is great, and I'm glad to see it getting the success that it deserves. Frank Langella has been fired from Netflix's The Fall of the House of Usher as an investigation finds unacceptable conduct on set. Ooh, Frank, what did you do? So I'm going to leave that right there. Ted Lasso Season 3, Jodie Balfour has joined the cast in a reoccurring role. Made for Love Season 2, we have the new trailer for the HBO Max original. I really liked Season 1 of Made for Love. Season 2 looks batshit crazy with Kristen Bell and Billy Magnussen. Looking very forward to this. HBO Max original, Made for Love Season 2. Check out the trailer now. The Flash's Jesse L. Martin is stepping down as a series regular on the show next season because he's going to headline a new NBC drama pilot. So there you go there. So it sounds like this next season of The Flash will probably be its last anyway. So he's not on the show too much these days regardless. So I don't think it's going to be much of a change there. Amy Schumer's new show Life and Beth has officially been renewed for season 2 over on Hulu. I do want to see this show, just haven't had time yet to get into it, but definitely be checking out probably this summer, but glad to see it renewed for season 2. That new NBC show with Jesse L. Martin is going to be called The Irrational, just so you know there if you see that. Bryce Dallas Howard says that Clone Wars fans will love Ahsoka's Disney Plus show, so get you hyped up over there. Live-action Whisper of the Heart film gets a new teaser trailer, so check that out if you are interested. Hacks season 2 preview, so check out that teaser trailer for the upcoming season 2 of Hacks, which is another HBO Max original. Levi Miller has joined the cast of Sony's Kraven the Hunter, so another good addition there. Netflix has officially purchased the movie from Sony, The Man from Toronto, which stars Kevin Hart and Woody Harrelson. Was looking really forward to this movie. Still am, you know, just kind of wondering, why did Sony sell this off to Netflix? Is it not that good? But I bet you it's going to be good. I'm excited for this. I was excited for the original version of this movie, which would have been Kevin Hart and Jason Statham. But then Jason Statham dropped out because the movie wasn't going to be rated R and he didn't want to tone it down. So then he left and then Woody Harrelson stepped in. And I'm like, that's an odd kind of choice for Jason Statham to leave and Woody Harrelson to jump in. But it is what it is. But we were waiting to see what the release date would be for this movie. And now it looks like Netflix has purchased it and will release it later in the year. Warner Brothers Discovery is looking into overhauling DC Entertainment. That's right. Of course, there was a big merger between Discovery and Warner Brothers, and they're now one company. And since there's new bosses, they're saying they want to put a lot of emphasis into DC Entertainment, and they want to follow the Marvel road. So pretty much making a separate arm of the company that is all DC focused, like Marvel Studios, creating their own kind of Kevin Feige that will oversee everything, kind of connect the dots, do the solo movies, kind of just create and develop this universe. They feel like there's a lot of missed attention on characters like Superman and other big characters that they're focusing on all these smaller tier characters, and they just want to kind of refocus on, you know, the big picture of DC, you know, maybe Green Lantern, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm on board. Let's overhaul the shit out of this and let's really get this universe up and running in the right direction again. Grace and Frankie, we have the final season trailer for their upcoming season, so check that out. The official competition trailer sets the debut for the Penelope Cruz and Antonio Banderas comedy that is coming. So brand new trailer for the upcoming U.S. premiere of the movie Official Competition. So check that out if you are interested there. Josh Brolin talks about almost being cast as Batman in the DCEU. That's right. He was up for it when they got Ben Affleck. So he lost out to Ben Affleck. He talks about a missed opportunity and how he thought it would have been really, really cool. Interesting news right there. I could totally see Josh Brolin stepping into that Ben Affleck kind of Batman role. So very cool there. But of course, he went on to be Thanos. So everything worked out just fine. The Witcher Season 3 has added Robbie Amell and Megher Zhang to the cast, so nice new additions for Season 3 of The Witcher. We also have the teaser trailer for Crimes of the Future, which is David Cronenberg's new body horror sci-fi film. Susan Sarandon will play the DC movie villain in Blue Beetle. That's right. Oh no, about a month ago we were reporting that Sharon Stone was going to be the villain in Blue Beetle, and it sounds like that this is the same role that I guess she ended up not locking it in, and they got Susan Sarandon. So I think Susan Sarandon is a better pick than Sharon Stone. I think Susan Sarandon plays a villain better than Sharon Stone, so I think this is a great addition here for Blue Beetle. The Barbie movie, we continue to staff this thing up with some talent. Issa Rae and Michael Cera have officially joined the adaptation, so very, very interesting there. Mads Mikkelsen opens up about Johnny Depp, Fantastic Beasts, Indy 5, and a whole bunch more, so check out that article if you want to know more inside knowledge. Renfield, the Nicolas Cage Dracula film, is officially wrapped filming, and it will be in theaters in 1 year, so look out for Renfield. We have the trailer for Black Sight, starring Michelle Monaghan and Jai Courtney. The Doom Patrol offshoot, Dead Boy Detectives, has officially been ordered to series over on HBO Max. So yes, there will be a TV series of the Dead Boy Detectives. So the mystery has been solved. So check that out. That'll be interesting. Hopefully they do it a little bit more straightforward than Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is just so all over the place for me that it makes it hard sometimes to really love it. So hopefully Dead Boy Detectives isn't overly that crazy. Terry Polo has officially joined NCIS. Henry Golding has joined the cast of the adaptation of Chuck Klosterman's Downtown Owl, the directorial debut of Lily Rabe and Hamish Linklater. Sammy Davis Jr. drama starring Elijah Kelly from Lee Daniels has officially landed over on Hulu. We have the new official poster for Jurassic World Dominion, which looks awesome. I love this poster, so check that out. It's on our Instagram as well. Let's see here. DC has found its live-action Wonder Twins as Warner Brothers has tapped KJ Apa and Isabel May for the HBO Max film. Because remember, yes, we are moving forward with Wonder Twins. KJ Apa from Riverdale, he plays Archie. I'm not too familiar with Isabel May, but there you go, man. There's your Wonder Twins. So very cool for the DC universe over on HBO Max. They're moving forward on some Wonder Twin powers activate. Leslie Grace says that they are already talking about a sequel for Batgirl, so that sounds good. That sounds like they're very happy with what they got going on. Justin Chan is set to direct Jason Momoa in the upcoming Hawaiian drama Chief of War, so I like that there. I know that's a movie that Jason Momoa has been looking really forward to. Let's see here. Olivia Thirlby has officially joined the ensemble cast of Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. Just when you think he's done adding cast members, you get another one. This is the movie that has about 500 people working on it, so very interesting there. I do like Olivia. She's a great addition. The Last of Us TV series, Pedro Pascal says that the show is made for people that love the video game, so I know a lot of people are going to love that outlook on it. Kingsley Ben-Adir and Emerald Fennell, along with Rhea Perlman, have also joined the Barbie movie. I told you, man, they just keep staffing this thing. Let's see here. Lee Daniels' Exorcism movie has officially added the Empire cast member Tasha Smith. So another new addition there. Indiana Jones 5. Mads Mikkelsen says that it will recapture the feel of the first two films inspired by the 1930s and 40s serials Mads Mikkelsen also states that it's like the original indie, something that's very dense and epic. So high praise for the new Indiana Jones, which I know they want to go out on top after everybody was so disappointed with Indiana Jones 4. So I know they're going to, I feel like they're going to slay number 5. So looking forward to that. Let's see here. Sorry, just going through a couple things we've already talked about. Benedict Cumberbatch is going to host SNL in May with musical guest Arcade Fire. We have the brand new poster for Thor Love and Thunder. And when this poster came out, I said to myself, the trailer's got to be here soon. The trailer's got to be here soon. Because you don't release a poster without a trailer. And we're only 2.5 months away from when this movie's supposed to drop on July 8th. We need a trailer for Thor Love and Thunder. Where is it? And about a half hour later, boom, here it is. Love and Thunder, baby. We got the first teaser trailer. And it is a teaser. It's barely over a minute long. I think it's about a minute 30. So it's very short. But it's phenomenal. I love this trailer. This is my most anticipated movie of the year. And I'm so glad to get this teaser. I can't wait to see the next full trailer. Because we don't see Gore the God Butcher in this. We don't see a lot of other little things that we know about. But we get glimpses. We get to see Thor. We get to see his journey. We get to see Guardians of the Galaxy. And, of course, at the very end, the little stinger of Natalie Portman, Jane Foster, getting the hammer and becoming the mighty Thor. Very, very cool. This looks like it's got amazing visuals, great humor, awesome action. Taika Waititi back directing. It's going to be awesome. This trailer's so great. I've watched it probably a dozen times just today alone. So make sure you check out the Thor Love and Thunder trailer and poster, guys. It's great. And I can't wait to see it up on the big screen. Hell yeah. Let's see here. There was a new Karen Kusama-directed Dracula film that was supposed to start filming in the next couple weeks. It's axed. That's right, it's axed. They are no longer moving forward with that. We have the new teaser preview for Doctor Who for their special that they do every year. And it's Jodie Whittaker's final adventure. So check that out if you're a Doctor Who fan. Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous gets its final season teaser trailer, coming, of course, to Netflix. The video game Streets of Rage is in the works from the John Wick writer, so that is coming soon. We've been talking for years about a Minecraft movie, right? A live-action Minecraft movie that I'm just like, why? It was announced that Jason Momoa will lead the Minecraft movie. Why, Jason? Why? You know, I don't know, man. Trying to get that kid money. I mean, a Minecraft movie probably will be massive. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if he's voicing it. They're saying it's live action, so I guess it's not going to be CG. I don't know, man. I just don't even know how you make a live action Minecraft movie. It's just so weird. And when I first saw Jason Momoa was going to do it, I thought it was a joke. I really did. But hey, man, more power to him. He's probably getting a great payday for it. So can't hate the player, hate the game. The Proud Family revival has been officially renewed for a second season over on Disney Plus. Rupert Friend teases that you're going to get cameos and Easter eggs galore for the upcoming Star Wars series Obi-Wan Kenobi. So I love the sounds of that. Let's do it. CWDC TV shows are in danger of being canceled. That's right. On the bubble, Batwoman, Naomi, Legends of Tomorrow, even Stargirl. Although Stargirl already has another season that's already been filmed, but then, you know, that one's on the bubble after they air it to see if they ever want to bring that one back again. So we don't know, man. We know they've already renewed The Flash. They've already renewed Superman and Lois. We know we're getting that Gotham Knights show. But these shows here are on the bubble. And you know what? Let's wrap them up. I mean, Legends of Tomorrow has been on far too long. Batwoman, I think, has run its course. Naomi, I personally have only watched the first couple episodes. It's not bad. I haven't really dug into it to know if I want to keep it around or not. So, but yeah, these shows are on the bubble and we don't know if they will return or not at this point. Let's see here. Candace Cameron Bure exits her Hallmark Channel role to move to the GAC Family TV channel to develop family and faith-filled programming. Days of Our Lives, shocker, Peter Reckle and Kristen Alfonso are returning as Bo and Hope in Peacock's Beyond Salem. There you go, there. Which is crazy, because my mom, like, what, 20, 30 years ago, watched Days of Our Lives, and I remember Bo and Hope then, as a kid, watching that with my mom. And now they're reuniting in 2022? That's insane, man. Like, there's been so much that's happened. How do they explain these things? Soap operas are crazy, yo. Let's see here. The Big Mouth spinoff Human Resources has been officially renewed over on Netflix. Sophia Bush and Jamie Chung are joining Brian Greenberg's new Junction opioid drama that they're doing. Musical adaptation Nevermore is in the works over at Paramount from The Greatest Showman director Michael Gracie. So very cool there. I think if it's anything like Greatest Showman, he could have something cool in his hands. The Talk has been renewed for season 13 over on CBS. Nia DaCosta is set to direct a new adaptation of The Water Dancer. Ramon Rodriguez is set to lead ABC's Will Trent drama. And that new Thor trailer's out. So I just want to leave you on a super positive note that the new Thor Love and Thunder trailer is out. You should check it out. And that, my friends, is our news of the week. And that is our show. So thank you so much for joining me on this Monday, April the 18th. I hope you've all been caught up, and I hope that your stomachs are filled with entertainment goodness. Make sure you spread the word and let everybody know if they want the latest and the greatest in entertainment news that they come right here to Am I on the Air, baby. Make sure you come. All right, hey, let's do some shout-outs. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage, so make sure you bookmark that and get everything you need. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcast. If Apple's not your thing, get us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Podcast. We're on everything. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a thumbs up, 5 stars, whatever you can do to help boost us in any of these categories. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Am I on the Air, all one word. Follow me on Twitter directly at DxDonMega. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. See, it's all very simple. And then, of course, follow us on TikTok and Instagram. You're going to get video reviews, guys. I love doing the video reviews on TikTok. And so make sure you follow along. And like I said, if TikTok's not your thing, I do share the videos to Instagram. So they're kind of in both places. So just follow us along on whatever social media platform you like to use. Make sure you follow us on YouTube as well. YouTube.com/AmIOnTheAir. Try to make it all very simple. If you search any social media and just type in Am I on the Air all in one word, you should be able to find us. Shout out to our affiliates at Red Dragons Radio. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, all one word. And of course, Pop Culture Pros. Make sure you check that out as well too. Follow on Twitter at Pop_Pros. And that'll do it for me. Once again, I hope you all have an amazing week. Take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace.
Bye, everybody.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!